I thought your friend wanted to come by.
Oh, totally. Speaking of Chinese, oh yeah. You know what? We'll invite her next time because we've already talked too long. But we were going to loop in all the way across town from Chinatown. Not really all that far from the Castro. We were gonna loop in Choli, but I guess we'll have her on next time. Mm-hmm. We have no idea what the hell she's up to. Last time I knew she was in a BF hole. She was like a K hole, you know, when you take K, but big fatty hole. She had found that MP3 player and was trying to catch up on every possible big fatty thing. So I don't know. Knowing that,
she probably doesn't know to listen at the prescribed double speed.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Listen at the prescribed double speed.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1245 of the BFO for Monday, the 5th of November, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Little show, y'all. We have got voice letters, and I'm gonna tell you about the weekend. And there was something in the P.O. box. Hello, culminators. Be ready, please. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well, y'all. Now, you are culminators today because, y'all, the crazy election crap is culminating. Tamari, the 6th of November, y'all. I'll be so glad when it's over. But, y'all, I gotta say, I have not had a robot call. And there hadn't been a whole lot. Y'all, I gotta say, I'd hate to live in a battleground state. Y'all, I'd probably be ready to culminate my life. Big Freddy, why don't you move then? Anyway, but y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard those kids from over there at the Howdy Do Pancakes. Y'all, I think they are on hiatus because, you know, even Miss Beaver came in and visited them, and they hadn't done a little show since then, unless Big Freddy is accidentally unsubscribed. Big Freddy, you better check it. But anyway, y'all, those boys over there, they were talking about Chori being in a BF hole. Be ready, that sounds vulgar. But y'all, I'll have a little more to tell you about all that when we talk about the weekend update. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Now, this weekend was Old Coal Miners Weekend here at the coal mine. And, all I gotta say is we were busy. We were very busy. It was exhausting. It really was exhausting. But around 2, I say, maybe it was about 3 o'clock on Saturday, y'all. Oh, y'all, that is some toasted and salted sunflower seeds, which are a lovely snacket. But y'all, that by about 3 p.m. on Saturday, y'all, Big Fatty's work was done. So, y'all, I came home and I took a little nip-a-nap, and then I got up on Saturday afternoon, and I moved all my clocks back, or at least I thought I had moved them all back, and then got ready. I watched a little of on the TV machine, and y'all then went out to the Saturday night and had a few cocktails with Granny and Miss Porter. And y'all, I let them know I was not going to be around next this coming weekend because y'all, old Big Fatty is going on a little trip, and I'll tell you more about that as the week progresses. And came home the grinder is now known as the Grin Doctor, Grin. DR, the Grin Doctor. Big Fatty, we like that. The Grin Doctor. And fell asleep with the grin doctor on, and y'all, I woke up to go TT. Yes, Big Freddy, please give us all those details. We just love it. But anyway, got up to go TT, and y'all, I crawled back into the love chamber, and I heard brrr, brrr, and hi. And y'all, there was this young man said, "Herbert, buddy, I've been talking to you for a couple of years." Y'all, I couldn't remember him at all. But when are we gonna finally meet? And I said, "Well, you have to. I'm sorry, but I'm old and I don't remember anything. Remind me about you, and y'all." So he gave me a few details, and a few things came back, and I. And he said, "When are we gonna meet?" I said, "Oh, we'll try to do that soon." And so y'all, on Sunday, got up and had my breakfast and watched a little bit on the TV machine. And y'all, then I was off. I was off to the Whole Foods, and y'all, that is spelled with a W. I don't know if you knew that or not. And pick up just a few little things because y'all gonna be going out of town on Thursday. Didn't want to have too much here in the Fat Cave. But y'all, I made me some of that Italian spaghetti to have this week. And then on the way back from the Whole Foods, y'all, new gentleman caller says, "Tell me where he lives." So y'all, I decided I would just, and it's fairly close to the Fat Cave. I decided I would just drive down the street where he was. And y'all, he was on the Grin Doctor and invited Big Fatty to come up. Big Fatty!
Mystery Date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yeah, Gussie and y'all, he lives in a really nice place, y'all. He had to come down to the street, and we introduced ourselves, and then went up to his apartment. Y'all, you had to have a security code to get into the to the building, and a security code to make the hoist work. And y'all, he pushed a button, and the hoist opened directly into his apartment. Y'all, it was like he had his own private hoist. And y'all, the place was beautiful, just beautiful. And he was doing laundry and all this kind of stuff. And y'all, it was just lovely. And so then I got home, and y'all, another gentleman caller that lives near the Fat Cave goes, hi, on the Grin Doctor. But I told him, I said, you know, I'm spent. I'm just spent. And so he got left out. Yes, Big Freddy, just left out. And then, let's see, after that, then y'all, I have been cooking some Italian spaghetti. And I'll have a nice evening, y'all, because you know it'll be the first day. It's the Sunday is the first day of the full effect of the return to standard time, and you know Big Fatty just loves that. But y'all, while I was out and about this weekend, I went by the P.O. Box.
Make a wish.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all went by there. Y'all, that was cow.
card that was card, and y'all, it's in an orange envelope, so I'm thinking it may be a gay grandma card that just arrived a little late. Y'all, it is from that Laughing Buddha. You know, he is the spam ambassador of the BFO, and so y'all, we're going to open it up right now and just see what it is. It's in an orange envelope. Let's just look at it here. And y'all, ooh, on the front is, ooh, is a spook. It's a big Freddy, I believe. Ghost is the more appropriate term than spook. And y'all, it's a staircase and a spider and a rat. Not a weather rat, but a rat. And the spook is going, ooh. And y'all, you open it up and it says, over the floor and down the wall, like ghosts the shadows rise and fall. Y'all, that is from Edgar Allan Poe. And I believe we know somebody who is related to Edgar Allan Poe. Yo, yo, yo. Or maybe it's somebody else. And it says, happy haunting. And y'all, it says, Merry Gay Crema, Big Fatty, XOXO. Mark in St. Paul, Minnesota, official spam ambassador of the BFO. Mark, that's just lovely. Thank you so much for thinking of Big Fatty and doing that. I'm just sorry didn't arrive in time, but you know, y'all, sometimes it's nice to be surprised after the fact. But y'all, that was not all. That was not all that was at the P.O. box. Y'all, there was a package. And y'all, I honestly have no idea who this is from or what it is, y'all. But y'all, it is addressed to the BF Online. Yes, Big Freddy. And y'all, inside the package is another package. Oh, Big Freddy. And wait a minute, there's a package in, I mean, what do you call this? A paper in here, y'all. It is from Otto's European Imported Store and Deli. And y'all, okay, Otto. And oh dear, I guess he. Y'all, who is this from? Let's just see. Y'all, it is. Y'all, I cannot believe this. Y'all, it is from. Nort. It is from Nort. Y'all, I guess he sent me a gift ad for his celebration of exiting the birth canal. But y'all, it is. Well, let's just open it up here. You're something else. You're just something else. Yes, Big Freddy, he sure is. And, let's just see what we got here. Y'all, inside, y'all, it's still nice and cool. But y'all, inside, it is original smoked bacon, Hungarian brand, made in the USA. And y'all, but it's not sliced to anything. Y'all, it's just a big old slab of bacon, of smoked bacon, ready to eat. Ready to eat? You don't even have to cook it? Dear Gussie. Well, y'all, you know how that Mexican bacon is. Well, no, thank you so much. And I guess I need to put it, does it say keep refrigerated? It does not. So, well, not, you'll have to eat out of me and let me know if this is some of the Mexican smoked bacon that you like. And tell me how you decided on that. It's just lovely. So, y'all, who knew? Who knew Big Fatty was going to get some Mexican bacon? And so there you have it. Not, thank you so much. You're just... Y'all, it's little things like that that just touch Big Fatty's heart in just such an inappropriate Big Fatty. Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 5th of November, try to remember the 5th of November, Big Freddy. Y'all, it is a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal here. Y'all, it is the celebration for the one and only Miss Kitty. And y'all, if you, Miss Kitty is not on the Twitty that much anymore, but y'all, something tells me he might actually check the Twitty today. And y'all, if you get a chance, send a little message to Charleston Kitty and wish Miss Kitty a very happy exiting of the birthday. Y'all, I'm going to see if I can arrange to take Miss Kitty out to lunch or something. Big Freddy, if you do, will there be cake?
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's Ron from Ron and Jay in the Delawares. I just called to let you know that my honey, Jay the Hunt Cook, is having his birthday on Sunday. And I wanted to wish him a happy birthday. Happy birthday, sweetie. I love you. Thank you for calling, Big Fatty. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Ron from up there in the Delawares. And y'all, that came in after Big Fatty had recoded the far right day a little show, and so y'all, I couldn't play that last week, but I wanted to get that out there, and so that Jay knew that his honey pie, sugar lump, apple dump, apple of his eye, cutie pie, send him some cake. Big Freddy, please.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-R.
Now look, and it's 1:30 in the morning. I'm sober because I just got home from work, which leads me to what I'm pissed off about. And by pissed off, I mean you're fat. How dare your listener, I believe it was Gary in Phoenix or something, ask if, what's his name, Larry Cly and I pull our weight. I mean, and then you talk about pulling, Big Fatty, be real. Even Larry Cly and Larry Vader put together, still not nearly as fat as Big Fatty. So let's be clear here. If there's ever any doubt of what who could pull their own weight, I don't think we should be casting stones onto Vader and Larry Cly. That's all I got. And I will see you at O'Dark 30 at the coal mine in the morning. I'm just giving you a finger right now. And by fingering you, I mean, well, you know what I mean.
Big Freddy, he's as vulgar as you are, y'all. That was old Vader. And Vader, that was not Gary in Albuquerque, who lives, I believe he lives in Phoenix. That was not him that asked that question, y'all. That was Bill, the number one fan of the BFO from St. Louis, that asked that. So, y'all, Vader gets confused. But, you know, that's because he's got fat on the brain. Fat on the brain! Yes, Big Freddy, fat on the brain. So, anyway, y'all, I've got one more voice letter, but I do not have time to get it played today. It's rather lengthy, but y'all, let's see, what else was I going to tell you about? Oh, y'all, I got to tell you. Old coal miners weekend, y'all, there was an old coal miner that used to catch Big Fatty's eye years and years ago, and y'all, he was back for old coal miners weekend. Oh, Dick, I see. Back for old coal miners weekend, and y'all, you know, I was scurrying around, and then I felt the presence of someone standing in front of me, and I looked up, and y'all, it was him, and he gave me a big old hug, and I didn't have a whole lot of time to talk, but y'all, he's still delicious. Just delicious. And but y'all, we chatted for just a little bit. Now, we had never ever had any kind of inappropriate touching. I don't believe that's his thing, but y'all, I'm going to tell you something. Some people just get some good genes, is all I gotta say. What do you think about good genes, Calvin, huh?
Listen at the prescribed double speed.
Oh, you put genes on double speed?
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.